So Steve and Tina were here at the NHL draft, and I mean, everyone sort of dreams of this day when they start out playing hockey. When, for you, did you start thinking that maybe this could actually be something that we go through as well as a family?
Well, with Dante playing his minor hockey at the Burnham Winter Club and having some good success with the teams there and opportunities that he had there. And then when he went on to Major Midget and had exceptionally good success there, start thinking that, maybe he has a chance to further his hockey career. And then the next year up in Penticton was a big step for him, playing and moving into a key role up there. And then one of the big things was getting the opportunity to play for Team Canada for the under-17s was huge. The World Junior A Challenge a couple times. First time was a 16-year-old, and then with Penticton he got to play the RBC Cup, and then on the U18 the Ivan Hlinka and the World Championships in North Dakota. Each one of the times that he was on those stages that he had some good success, and so he works hard. He's a good teammate and stuff like that. So I think he coming here, he deserves it because I'm a parent. But that's besides the point. But I think he's worked hard and he's shown himself to be in that level of players.
Tina, I want to ask you, your whole family is here, your daughters, Gina, Sophia. So for you as a mom to have your whole family here to go through this experience, what does it mean to you to have this family experience all together?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, as for us just to all be together, just so proud. I'm so proud of all my kids, but just to be here for this with the girls and enjoy this moment with Dante is pretty special. I feel pretty privileged to be here and enjoy in all this.
So Dante and Tyson Jost are very close. Obviously, Tyson probably as well as anybody else that Dante's played with. Do you get the sense that even though there's been a lot of demands on him this week, that it's been an enjoyable time?
I think they've really enjoyed their time here. I think they really really feel honored to be here, and they feel like their time, they want to give their time because it's an important time for them, but they just want to be part of it. They want to enjoy it. They're kids that they're living their dream out, and it's a fun time for them. They're really having a good time.
Tina, you probably remember when Dante was, 4 or 5 years old, you were probably with him the first time he went out on the ice to take his first few steps skating. I mean, in your wildest dreams, you're now here. Can you put into words, the journey that it's been over the last 12, 15 years?
Oh my goodness. It's been pretty amazing, but I think at age 3, he would have slept with rollerblades on, and then he put his skates on, and it was just no turning back. We started to put him in skating lessons, and then they came and said, well, I don't think he needs lessons. What about hockey? Tiny taught hockey, and that was the end of it. And he just rolled from there, so it's been pretty cool, yeah.
How about the BCHL experience for Dante? I've spent 2 full years. You guys have probably taken in quite a few games, I would imagine. So what has it meant to Dante and to your family to have gone through that experience in the league?
Well, I think it's an excellent league. It's one of the best junior leagues in the country, if not North America. I think that, for Dante's with Dante, I would have to say that it really helped his development as a young player. It gave him an opportunity to play some key minutes under a really good coach, under a good structure up at Penticton, and I really think that it helped him develop his game to that next level, really, and worked on his weaknesses, right? So,
thoughts on the BCHL? What it's been like?
It's been, for us as a whole, it's been awesome. I've loved everything. I've loved all the places that he's played at, but being up in Penticton has been amazing for us. And we've enjoyed heading up to the games, and just the whole overall experience for the BCHL has been wonderful. And they've been amazing to us as a family as well.
Any nerves for either of you today?
Do you know what? We're pretty calm today. It's out of your control, and if someone likes you, they like you, and if they don't like you, they don't like you. But you know what? To be here and have that, maybe that opportunity to get picked in the first round is a pretty special thing for parents and our family and everyone like that. So it's pretty cool.
How about you? Did you get good sleep last night?
I did. I'm pretty calm usually, but I'm now being here the rest of the day, I think I'm starting to get a little bit more nervous for him, so just the whole experience, but yeah, it's pretty neat.
Thanks.